Hey, sometimes it's hard to get trail mix going, you know. You're just in a little depressed mood. You're trying to make ends meet, and there's one source of income that all of a sudden ends. Like my neighbors who are moving away to Las Vegas. I had quite a steady gig taking care of their dogs all the time. That's going to be, like $500 less. Well, $400 less a month. And wishing your career would get going more. But then I get inspired. I get inspired by people like Tig Notaro, if I'm saying her name right, that woman who had cancer and just went out there in her comedy club. And like 2 or 3 days, she just got prognosed with cancer. And she didn't know if it was going to go into her lymph nodes and just eventually kill her or not.
Who here is just wishing I would tell bees going down the 405? I just can't. I'm sorry. But you know what's nice about all of this is that you can always rest assured that God never gives you more than you can handle. Never. Never. When you've had it, God goes, all right, that's it. I just keep picturing God going, you know what? I think she can take a little more. And then the angels are standing back going, God, what are you doing? You are out of your mind. And God was like, no, no, no. I really think she can handle this.
Fortunately, the latest is, that happened last August. The latest is she had a double mastectomy, and all the cancer has been arrested. So it looks like she's going to survive that bout with that big scare. Because I found out about that on This American Life, I'm like all of a sudden a big Tig Notaro fan, if I'm saying her name right. And if I keep saying that, everybody will think if I'm saying her name right is, you know, part of her name.
That was easy.
Anyway, so, you know, you just go, what? And then there's my new friend Chip Colcord over there in New Hampshire, from New London, New Hampshire, and he does... Every single week, he just finds the coolest folk and country and mostly folk acoustic music from all over the country and the world. Does it on a regular basis. Then my buddies Donovan and Byron, who do Rural War Room 4 hours every Tuesday night live. And, of course, we play it here Friday nights. And they get up and do their thing, and they don't get paid for it. And I'm thinking, quit complaining, Peter. Quit your bitching, grab your guitar, and make up a song about what you're going through. And let's see what I come up with. Well, you come up with a badly tuned guitar that's missing a string. So, and then you got family things going on. I won't get into that because, you know, you don't want to air your... Dirty Family and Trail Mix. But I got some new ideas for some skits, and I got a great Perry Como song. You know, if I was out to impress the lady of my dreams, if she could not handle Perry Como, at least at Christmas time, because he has got a sweet little Christmas album, I don't know if I could handle it. I would rather croon the lady of my dreams as a Perry Como than a Nirvana... Well, that guy killed himself anyway. Well, let's just start off. Let's start off with kind of a Pinecone Pete kind of an attitude with Perry Como. I'm going to change the lyrics a little bit to make it a little more Western, a little more, you know, cow-like. At least it's romantic. Oh, by the way, Robin and Dan just keep coming up with new shows, too. And they've got a new... recorder they're using, and we really appreciate them too, and Vampire Vic. So thanks to everybody who contributes to this radio station on a weekly basis. Right here in Kern County, sometimes people pick us up in Bakersfield. Hey, we had a nice improv show just last night. When I'm recording this on Saturday, the 20th. So the 19th, Anna Bradley and Wendy and Delaney and Robin and Janine and Pam. And am I missing somebody? Wait, Wendy, Delaney, Pam, Janine, Anna. One more. Wait a minute. Anna. Boy, this is bad. Anna, Janine, Delaney, Pam, Wendy. Wait, you know, all seven of us. Here's Perry.
Without a song, the day would never end.
Wait a minute, not a song.
Without a cow, the road would never have any bend. When things go wrong, and a man ain't got a friend. Without a cow. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn, it'd be deserted now. A man's born, but he's no good no how. Without a cow. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never makes the rain to pitter patter. I'll never know why my assessment fees matter. There ain't no love without a cow. Makes the gas station so grumpy. I'll never know. I'm in Pine Mountain Club, and there ain't no love.
There ain't no love at all.
Again, kids, it's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir, it's time for Peter Gunn's Trail Mix.
Hey there, doggy dreamers. It's time for another edition of your favorite TV programs and old shows for the visually impaired, or for those who just don't wish to view certain shows. Like, some people don't want to see Gumby because they're surreal and strange. Some people don't want to see The Brady Bunch, which we're going to see a little bit of right now. Let's watch The Brady Bunch from season one. Oh, Mike's Horrorscope, since Halloween's coming up. Let's watch that one, huh, kids? All right. Brady Bunch for the visually impaired. There they are. They're all standing on their stairs with shag carpeting. There she is. She's still alive. I have a friend who was a neighbor of Marcia Brady. I forget her real name. They're all looking at her. Yes, there's Mr. Brady. In real life, he was gay. And he was raising three boys, squeaky clean boys. This is from the 70s, I believe. But they look like they're from the 50s. Oh, look at, they're looking at each other. He's below her. We know who rules this, who wears the pants in this family. She's above everybody, with Marcia and Peter Brady. And they all got these shitty greens in their faces. Starring Robert Reed, that's his name. Florence Henderson. She's a pretty foxy babe. And Anne B. Davis is Alice, who is now a nun, so I'm told. She drives a truck. Sherwood Schwartz. I think he did Gilligan's Island, too. Here we go. Written by Ruth Brooks Flippin. So it was written by a woman. Directed by David Alexander. Mr. Brady's jumping into bed, taking his slippers off. They're in bed together. This is very forward for back then.
What are you looking for?
The astrology forecast.
Astrology?
Astrology.
Martha swears by it. She calls me up every morning to see if I'm following what it says.
In a flash for you, your friend Martha's a fruitcake.
Agreed.
Fruitcake.
Ah, here it is. My chart for tomorrow.
What does it say?
Beware of purchases tomorrow. Don't buy anything at all.
Hey, now that's the kind of astrology that makes sense. Look at mine.
See, the man always worries that the woman is always going to spend too much money. That's why he said that. That's why the audience laughed.
What's so funny?
You think your horoscope was something? Get a load of mine.
They do have a happy bedtime.
A strange woman will soon come into your life.
He's trying to make his wife jealous.
There.
A strange woman will come into your life.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
I can hardly wait till tomorrow. Good night, honey.
Well, that's a good way to put an ice cube on the hot tamales in bed there. He's rolling over. He's not in the mood. Well, he's gay. What do you expect? She looks very disappointed. Cut to commercial. And she's baking a cake now.
Oh, wow.
Here comes the maid.
But that is not just a cake, Mrs. Brady. That is a thing of beauty. A joy to behold.
Mm. Thanks, Alice. Wait till you taste it tonight.
Now we're going to go to another chapter stop. Oh, that looks like Hanna-Barbera. It must be the ad agency that Mr. Brady works at. There he comes with his gigantic attaché case.
Oh, excuse me.
Michael, darling.
There's the
my
woman.
Sketches. I am dying to see your sketches. It is a whole week since we talked. Dwayne, I have
sexy Hispanic
baby. Oh, come right in, Mr. Brady.
Oh, now this is a blatantly effeminate man.
No.
Helping Mr. Brady take
a
seat.
Cooperation. I bring you samples of materials for the
makes you wonder what
samples
the actor was thinking
of everything that is baby.
Hey, excuse me, Miss Galini.
Yes?
You are still on the phone.
But of course, what would I do without my Dwayne? Where was I?
Mr. Brady looks
the
like...
charity.
That's kind of funny.
When I appear,
given a facial expression like the guy was a fruitcake.
And pink.
That's what he was expected to do.
Something that sounds pink.
He must have been in the closet back then.
Charity's banquet. It is
she's dressed in quite an unusual outfit.
Now, Michael, darling, you will show me my sketches, hmm?
I finished these at home late last night.
No, darling. That is a factory for anybody. I want that my factory should be me. That when people see it, they say, there's Bibi.
Bibi, A factory has to be functional.
Functional? Oh, that is one thing that Bibi does not want to be. Functional. Bibi wants to be Bibi.
You see, you didn't let me finish my sentence. Practical and efficient? There are a thousand...
A powder puff! Make the factory the shape of a powder puff.
A powder puff?
This reminds me of the Brady...
Like a lipstick.
Lipstick?
All right, Michael, make it the shape of a powder puff. With Bibi, you have complete
freedom. It reminds me of the Brady Bunch satire movies that they made where Mr. Brady couldn't come up with any good ideas for any buildings. And she doesn't seem to be happy with you.
Yes, this is Bibi Galini Incorporated.
I love being incorporated.
Miss Galini, it's Marie of Marie's Cosmetics.
The exaggerated effeminate.
I do not wish to speak to. Hang up. Loudly.
Of course.
Hello, Michael, darling.
You have to kind of see that. He's drawing, he's redrawing. I think he's drawing a building in the shape of a powder puff for her.
Fluffier, fluffier.
Yep, there it is.
It has to be fluffier.
Looks like a spaceship.
Yes, a powder puff is fluffy. My factory has to be fluffy.
Fluffy Factory.
You know, there was another TV show called The Duck Factory. It was all about artists. Here he is, Mr. Brady, drawing right in front of our eyes. Of course, it's all fake. They have a real artist.
Little Red Riding Hood was too smart. She knew that wasn't her grandmother. Right.
There's little, the little one.
Big wolf. A big pink female wolf.
Uh-oh, see?
I've never seen a pink wolf, Mommy.
Well, let's hope you never do, dear.
Mrs. Brady's jealous.
It's 8:30, way past your bedtime.
Pink powder puff lady.
Tasty's a plate too, doesn't he?
Your daddy's working very hard these days. And nights.
Mom!
With the pink lady.
I'm getting my airplane fries through. Is Dad home yet?
No, dear, he's working late.
He's having an affair.
We don't hardly ever get to see him anymore.
Well, I've explained it to you before, dear.
He's having an affair.
It's a very complicated job. Designing a factory where they make perfume, powder, and... lipstick.
Oh.
Well, who needs all that junk anyway? Us women, that's who.
Why don't you two just run along and finish your homework, okay?
Marsha. Oh, no, wait, that's not Marsha. That's Jan.
Is Dad here?
No, he's not here yet. Go on upstairs. I'll be up in a minute to help you.
Mom, Marsha and I are looking for Dad.
He's not here. Now, come on, everybody to your rooms. It's time for bed.
Bed?
Bed.
At 8:30?
Well, you've been staying up too late.
There's Peter and Marsha. I think they had an affair during the making of some of these shows. I think he also had an affair with Mrs. Brady. Peter did.
Wasted evening with that hokey cosmetic. Changes, more changes, more interruptions. I tell you, if that factory didn't mean so much to my company...
Is it worth it, Mike?
Well, honey, it might be rough on me if I lose the contract.
But what good is it? What good is the money if you have to work all the time? What good is the money if you have to work all the time? What good is the money if you have to work all the time? What good is the money if you have to work all the time? What good is the money if you have to work all the time?
Oh, they're still in bed.
Listen to my horoscope for tomorrow. You will meet a tall, sexy brunette... will fall madly in love with you.
How about that?
Oh, who believes that nonsense anyway?
Yeah, you're right. Good night, hon.
Good night, dear.
Yeah, that's the end of the show, I think. Oh, he's crawling under bed. He's not interested in having sex with Mrs. Brady. Again, he's smiling. He's just trying to make her worry that he's going to fall in love with a tall, sexy brunette. She's going to take a peek at the horoscope now, and what does she find?
Tall, sexy brunette. It says this is a good time to adopt a pet.
They're giggling. They're tickling each other, and now they're kissing. Now they're going to have mad, passionate sex. Well, that was fun. Had a happy ending, didn't it? You know, they say that, I forget his name, but the guy who played Mr. Brady never was too happy. I think he wanted to quit the show. But once it started making lots of money, they did like 82 seasons or something, kind of like the The Simpsons. Anyway, there you have it. Brady Bunch for the visually impaired. Now, let's listen to a song.
Well, let me tell you about a song that's just right to put y'all in a good mood. It's the old Bob Wills number, Bring It On Down to My House, Honey. And if I can just hit it on the fiddle, it goes like this. One, two, a one, two, three. Well, bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company. Aunt Claudia went to town to buy a new slip. Uncle John went fishing on a 3-day trip. So bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me. Billy Liebert. Here, preacher won't know, and the neighbors don't care, so bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me, Roy. Yeah. Yeah. Now bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company.
Well, I'll come around if you can play the fiddle.
We'll bring it on down, cause I can play little. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home but me. And Mr. Hamlet. Bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company.
I'll come around if you can play the fiddle.
Well, bring it on down, cause I can play fiddle. Bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but me.
Gonna do okay. Are you doing better?
Happy trails.
I'm doing everything I can to do better. I appreciate it. I am going to New York. I have a job there. I'm going to be working on Amy Schumer's new show, and she's a great comedian and friend, and so I'll be in New York working on Amy's show, and I'm also going to get treatment while I'm in New York at Sloan Kettering Hospital, which is the number 2 hospital in the country, and so my job is there waiting for me, and they said I can come in or don't come in or do whatever you have to do. So I'm very well taken care of, and I'm going to check on you while I'm in the hospital, because I'm going to be worried about you and how you're dealing with all of this. And you, sir, I'm not worried about you at all. That guy's all set. But maybe just before I leave, if there's a topic that you'd like to hear a silly joke about.
Tell the bee joke.
Tell the bee joke? Okay. I was driving here. And there's a lot of traffic. And my car hadn't moved in several minutes. I was just sitting there. And my window was down. And a bee flew past me. Do you have any idea how frustrating it is? When a bee passes you in 5 o'clock traffic? And P.S., what was the bee doing taking the 405 in the first place? Anyway, thanks so much for coming. You guys are amazing. Thank you. There's more show. Thank you so much. There is so much more show coming. You're not going to believe it. You guys are truly amazing. Yay, cancer. That's the best response I've ever gotten. I guess God was right. I can't handle this. I can totally take so much more.